Yo, so the opinions and views expressed in this podcast are that of our own and the Future Bachelor podcast only, and not affiliated with any outside party or entity or anything like that. This fun podcast, though, may include some adult language.
Future Bachelor podcast.
Oh, yeah. You know how to start this off with a vibe.
It's a vibe.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 8 of Future Bachelor. Let's go!
The Ocho.
We get it almost every night.
Guys, Zaya's feeling it. I was like body rolling.
Wait till that chorus hits.
We're dancing in the moonlight.
We're gonna let it ride for a second. I don't know. I kind of like this vibe. Perfect night.
I wish there was actually moonlight out for us so we could be actually dancing.
We can think about this later.
Hey! Wow.
Maybe people are looking at the moon listening to us right now.
True.
Y'all ready?
Everybody
she ready.
Dancing in the moonlight. Dancing in the moonlight. Everybody.
Hey! Oh, these roots!
Finding natural sight. Everybody was dancing.
Episode 8, The Ocho.
The Ocho.
Welcome to Future Bachelor. My name is Sai.
And I'm Veronica.
And yeah, man, another week, another vibe. I love it.
Oh, good one.
Yeah, I feel like you're in a happier mood with this vibe this time.
What was that supposed to
be? I don't know. I feel like the last one you weren't feeling the vibe.
What was our song last week?
It was Africa. It was fun.
I kind of hate Africa.
Yeah, really?
Jeez. The song.
Yeah. Let's
not,
bring it.
Not we're the back continent. That. Not
this
the
might
continent.
Be our first edit we make on the podcast is that statement.
Wow.
The band. Anyways, if you go back, the last song we played was by Africa, and this one is actually Dancing in the Moonlight by King Harvest, and I like a very Guardians of the Galaxy feel at the beginning.
I feel like we're in Guardians of that Galaxy right now.
We're in something. Ooh. But so how's everything going, V?
You know, chilling. I watched the Cubs last night play the Braves.
The Cubbies, my boys.
Yeah, the Cubbies. Yeah, your favorite.
I think they're like the team of the podcast. They have to be. Not only because you're from there, but I feel like
it's
the only one I know.
It's the only one you know.
Because I don't know who the hell. Actually, I'm going to a baseball game this weekend.
Are you really?
Yeah,
you're going to a Braves game?
I've been to the new stadium outside of it, but
You've been to the Battery, but you
have Battery. Yeah. I every time we go end up to the bar, we never go to the game. But
that's real.
This time I actually got tickets, and I have some friends coming into town.
Ooh,
which is gonna be fun.
But
actually she is like a big baseball fan. We got like tickets for both nights, so we're gonna be watching baseball on Friday and Saturday. So I'm gonna know a thing or two about that ball game.
Oh wow. Okay, yeah. Well, if you're out in the Battery, you'll have to let me know. I might have to hit you up.
Oh, for sure. I think we're gonna try to get some drinks there. And actually Zed is performing on Friday night after the game.
Oh my god, my boy.
It's gonna be crazy.
Okay, wait, what?
Yeah, it's gonna be insane. So
okay. I'm like gonna be like driving my booty up to the Battery on Friday night.
I mean,
just to see Zed.
Tickets weren't even that expensive. I paid like $20-something for two tickets. Like literally, we're probably got really, really nosebleed. But
yeah,
I'm not that worried about it.
But no, but like that's
who watches the game? It's about the beer and the hot dogs
and the nachos.
And the yeah. But speaking of nachos,
oh my god,
Sides got sounds. We added a little
speaking
elevator.
Of nachos.
I'm just saying, I thought that was a great segue to be able to, yeah. But so I got sounds. We told you we were going to get sounds. We got the sound pad.
Oh, yep. And I feel like it's already a dangerous game, but we're,
No, but I just think it's going to be really fun to add these throughout the time. Like there's different points like, oh my God, what'd you do this weekend, V?
Suspense.
Yeah, so
get
used to a lot of that. You know, a lot of times V is right and I'm wrong, so I'll probably get the buzzer like wrong. And
you're
then
wrong, boy.
And then we talk about a lot of like stories from the past and stuff, so I just kind of want to be able to take it back in time, you know. So we got a lot more of those to come. You'll probably hear them along the way. And there's only like, I got like a set, maybe like 16, 17 sounds. I could add as many as I want. But most likely, you're going to hear a lot of those sounds throughout our podcast moving forward. Just
prepared.
Randomly. Yeah, be prepared. Welcome to that stuff. And we got, anyways, whoa, back, whoa. Back to our stuff.
Back.
So pretty much, how was your weekend this past weekend? All right, so you talked about going to the Cubs game. Sorry, I cut you off. But
that was,
yeah,
on, that, was on, just, that was literally, well.
Last, well, for everyone. Tuesday. For us, it's last night. Yeah. Or 2 days ago. Damn it.
Last, yeah, but it'll be 2 days ago for the listeners. But, hey.
I have to, like, live life in real life time now and podcast time.
Yeah, it's kind of, yeah, it's like I should wear two watches.
Yeah, and don't, if you have military time going on in your clock, I'm lost.
I mean, this weekend, we hung out, so I remember.
Ooh, yeah, we talked about it a little bit in the last podcast about the party. It was aight.
Oh.
Oh man, that's so funny. It ended up actually being a really good time. A lot of stuff happened. Well, let's go back. What did you do on Friday before we get into Saturday? Because my story leads into that.
Friday, all I did was just, I mean, I'm going to sound boring now. I just hung out with a couple of friends and we just stayed up late and, like, talked. Yeah. But it was so fun. It was good hanging out with them. But.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. And then that night, what did I do? I had a friend from Orlando visit, my friend PG, who's actually going to be moving here in a couple weeks.
I have met him.
Yes. Have you?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Well, you're about to meet him again when he moves here.
Yay!
And yeah. So he's one of my best friends, and he was kind of just in town checking out the new spot that he'll be staying in, and we went out to Joysticks.
Ooh, yeah. Edgewood. How
Edgewood.
Fun.
It was fun. Yeah, I did some beer garden action. One, I actually got, like, really good at cornhole this weekend.
Ooh,
I've never been good
at
it. Yeah.
See, where I'm from, we call it bags.
Oh, you call it bags?
Yeah, we call it bags.
Well, I literally have been bad at that and beer pong my whole life. If anything, I might be clutch where I just make that lucky shot once
in
a while.
Yeah, always, yeah, a slip shot. That's
yeah, but
annoying.
I was going in. It was I'm just
a,
like...
I'm a flip cup girl.
Oh, okay.
I'm a flip cup girl through and through. I'm very good at the flip cup. Thank you. All my fans. Thank you.
Sorry, we'll get used to the time and all this stuff.
I'm not very good at boom cup. Well, I used to be good at boom cup, but now I'm bad at it. But okay. I showed at the party that I was
bad
at
so
it.
So I went out to the pool on Saturday. I was actually supposed to go to another pool party, but it was so nice that, like, I just went to my pool.
You were like, hang on, let me hop this fence.
Yeah, let me hop this fence real quick. And then I drank a couple of beers and I passed out. And then you were like, hey, like, the last thing I remembered before that was like, hey, meet us up to meet out in, like, pregame.
Yeah,
like, we talked about pregaming.
Yeah, we talked about pregaming. And then this hoe literally didn't, like, he woke up when he was
fatality.
Supposed to. Yeah.
Finally.
he literally woke up when he was supposed to be, like, at my place pregame. He's like, oh my God, I have to. But
it was like 10:30. I woke up at 10:30. I was like, no.
Yeah. And then you're all like, just let me know when you're headed there. I'll get an Uber. And then you're like, I'm heading there. Okay. When we said we were heading there, and then you said that you were heading there, I'm like, you have to have been lying because you didn't get to the party until like 12:30.
It took me a little while to get going. I was like, chugga, 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 chugga. I was just like, dude, I don't know if I can do this. Should I do this? Is it worth it? And I was like,
because
bite the bullet side.
When you walked into the party, it was after I had been awful at playing boom cup. So like, I was like several beers deep besides the beers I already had. Like, I already had, like, with my own just, like, pre-gaming and me being me. And so, like, you walked in and, like, it was late. And, like, you were, like, you know, sober-ish.
And I was sober as hell. I just showed up.
Yeah, you had just showed up. And I literally, like, hopped. I koala'd you. And I was, like, on you for, like, at least, like, a minute of your conversation.
Yeah, I finally got to meet your friend, TM.
Yeah.
And then she was
leaving because it was late.
Well, that. And also, like, the second I got to talk to her, you hopped on me. And she was like, all right, I'm out of here. And
no,
I was like, TM, no!
That's not why. Don't worry. Okay, well, as we're partners in crime now. So, like, we got to hang out more.
Yeah, you're right. But that was fun. And you just lost a bunch of those games, and I was like, oh my gosh, I gotta catch up. And they had like the
punch.
Stuff. It was like, oh man. So I, like, drank three of those cups, and they were just delicious.
Okay, and, like, let it be known, listeners, Sai is kind of a lightweight. Like, I can definitely drink more than Sai.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, maybe that's the truth.
That is the truth. When we've recorded this podcast before and we've had a couple beers, or like after our podcast and we've had a couple beers, you're like, I'm drunk, and I'm like what?
Yeah, I don't know, I never really built up a tolerance, I guess I just stick to beer. But like, sometimes, like, if the hunch punch is out and I'm drinking, it's delicious, got little orange slices peeled up, I'm like, I gotta drink this. And I had like three cups. We're all chilling in the kitchen, dancing actually and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
One of our friends is really, surprisingly.
Zach is a pretty good dancer.
Well, I mean, yeah, he's really good.
Like, yeah. Well, he gets some alcohol in him and then he just starts going.
Shout out to my homie Zach, dude. You gotta give him an air horn.
Yeah. we might be bringing him on because he helped promote our podcast.
Well, I just saw him like through all the dances and stuff. I was like, dude, we got to get you on the podcast. That'd be funny. But yeah, that was a really fun night. Like I think we're creating a nice little crew here. I hope, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Squad.
So, yeah, and
squad.
You can't say I didn't go hard for the podcast this weekend.
you were trying. You literally were yelling at people to give you their phone so that they could subscribe.
This is late night. This is late night.
This was past the point of no return for Sai, and he was yelling at people to give me your phone. Give me your phone. Why won't you subscribe? So like, hopefully we don't lose a listener because of something like that.
Oh my god, that's
so like
hilarious.
we're gonna work on our party podcast promotion etiquette.
You said there was like a lightsaber involved,
a lightsaber. You kept poking him in the ass with it.
Fatality.
These sound effects are killing me right now, dude. Oh my god.
Okay, Sai is literally crying from laughing so hard. If you follow
the story and the sound effects together are just
crazy. If you follow us on Instagram, you have to. We both posted to our stories like us playing with the sound effects, and we both rewatched our stories multiple times, just laughing.
My god.
Hey, it's good to laugh, guys. It's good to laugh.
So yeah, then I woke up the next morning at like
Sunday, Mother's Day. It was Mother's Day.
I called my mom right away.
Okay, my mom. Okay, and I wasn't even hungover on Sunday. I was just dealing with a lot of other different things that happened.
Yeah.
And
it didn't include me, right?
No.
Okay, thank God.
And
hold on a second. You're right. It didn't include me.
It didn't include you.
All right. Cool. Yeah.
Your ass is safe. But I
that one
like,
might be my favorite song.
I love the little kid singing. Yeah. I didn't call my mom until later. Okay, actually, I called my mom maybe like around 1 or whatever, and my mom had the audacity not to answer my call on Mother's Day. And then she had the audacity as well to call back later, being like, hey, your brother, I have 3 brothers, your brother Vince beat you to calling me first. Uh-oh. And I was like, because usually I'm always first.
Yeah.
I win. And I was just pissed, and I was like, well, sorry, Mom. Sorry, I'm doing some stuff, okay?
What were you doing?
It was just, there was just items I had to take care of.
Jeez, sound like a pusher.
sounds like I'm a mafia princess, which I am.
Take care of a couple people.
Yeah, yeah.
Get some horse heads to put in their beds. No, but,
I love those movies.
Yeah, but,
it's part of the culture.
I actually just watched Godfather, like all 3 of them, a couple months ago for the first time.
Sometimes they play them on TV where they play like the chronological like version.
Mm-hmm.
So like they put, like they splice them all together chronologically. Yes. And it's a feat. My family sat down and did it once when it went on, and like we decided to start watching.
Oh, you're talking about like they take the pieces out, like
they put it like it's like it's called like the master version or whatever they play, and it's so it's like
Robert De Niro's part is at the beginning.
Like
and stuff.
So, yeah, they put it together chronologically. And
that's cool.
But it's like you sit. It's like 5 hours or something crazy at that point, and so. My family and I literally we were flipping channels and we saw it was starting once and like we sat there from like 9 p.m. No, like I think it was like 10:30. We were like watching it until like the wee hours of the morning. Like
that
we
sounds
watched
like a great
Godfather
night.
On like Thanksgiving. Like that's how like stereotypical Italian we are.
That's cool, dope. Well, yeah. So I just watched that. But you were doing some things. I woke up, called my mom first thing. Mm. I did.
Yeah, I guess
because I'm a good son.
I'm losing.
A good child.
I'm just losing. Yeah.
How did I call my mom before you call your mom? I don't understand.
I know.
Yo, Claudia, I'm so sorry. I'm really sorry about V, but she loves you. We talk about you all the time.
We talk about yeah.
Or when are we going out to our like little? Or are we going out to like lunch or dinner with her sometime? When
oh
she comes
yeah, no,
town?
She'll be in town at the end of June, and we're gonna.
I genuinely like reacted like really excited.
No, like we're gonna get some drinks with my mom, maybe even my aunt. We'll
Claudia.
See.
Auntie. All right, cool. Well, yeah, so I woke up, called my mom, and then I was like, whoa, it's so beautiful out, and I think I'm still drunk a little
bit. Probably. See, that's usually how I am.
I Ubered to the gas station, and it was like 11. I was like, I'm just going to go by the pool and just keep drinking and just like pass out here. I'm not an alcoholic, but what? I just like, no, I'm not an alcoholic. I was just taking advantage of like the beautiful sun that was out by the pool. And that's why I'm like dark as hell right now.
Yeah.
I've like stopped by your friend's like spray tan thing, but no, I was outside. Michaela, shout out her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hold on. When I do shout out. But yeah, so I get there. Apparently here, you can't buy beer until 12:30.
You didn't know that? Okay. That was like my biggest like rude awakening.
Yeah.
When
this
I moved
is 2 years in. So that's how you know that I don't drink often on like, Sunday mornings.
On Sunday, I remember once because like I was like buying groceries on a Sunday morning and I wanted to buy like a bottle of wine for I think to watch The Bachelor the following Monday. And they're like, oh, you have to wait until 12:30. And I was like, what?
Oh my God.
And so, but they actually just passed the brunch bill here in Atlanta where restaurants have the ability to start serving alcohol starting at 11, I believe.
Restaurants, not like gas stations.
Not like
stuff.
Gas stations, yeah. Or stores.
That's crazy. Yeah, no, I just like looked out, like my neighbor that lives here, she's like really cute. So I was like, hey, do you want a beer? And I looked in my fridge. I forgot I brought them to Zach's party.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I was like, no. So I had to go like to the store, get them. They weren't there. So I ended up getting a coffee and two waters. And the waters was pretty smooth, though.
Yeah, it was
like,
probably a good idea.
I got Fiji.
Ooh.
What is it about Fiji water? Like, I could have gotten like the big Aquafina, yeah, but like, I got it a little Fiji.
A little Fiji, you're like, that square bottle, it does something for me.
Yeah. Make me look like a baller. But, but yeah, so that was my weekend. And it was like, ooh, it was like really hard to recover after that, but it was so beautiful. I just like remember the weekend before I was like inside all night. I was like, I want to be outside like this weekend.
Yeah, you're like, yeah, remember when I was hungover last weekend and didn't move?
Yeah, this
weekend,
you said I did it wrong.
This weekend I also was hungover, but I moved. Cool, Si, good job. I'm proud of you.
Baby steps. Yeah, so the kids are happy about it.
The kids are like, way to go, alcohol. Yeah.
So to touch a little bit on past week's podcast, we kind of had some stuff to talk about.
So
right?
On episode 5 was when we brought up Ariana Grande and her song, and also how we're like, oh, this could definitely have like a rap feature. And I said Mac Miller, her boyfriend, and you're like, nah. But guess what? They're broken up. So like,
when did that happen?
Like a week ago.
Hold on a second. Could this be considered a future bachelor prediction?
This is a prediction.
I think we're gonna count it. Why not? We're the ones counting.
Because I'm counting it because you're like, they're still dating, and I was like, yeah, and you're like, oh. So like you were like, I didn't think they would still be dating.
Yeah.
So they're not.
Oh my.
So that's
God.
A prediction.
Hell yeah, dude. That's sick. When we were talking about it before, I didn't even think of it as a prediction, but that's a prediction.
Yeah, that's
because
a
like,
prediction.
Hold on a second. Are they still dating?
Yeah.
And then like a couple weeks later, they're broken up. Like what the hell? I'm almost starting to think it's not even a prediction. Like we're like creating, we're putting things into the atmosphere.
We are putting things into the universe.
Yeah.
Our third eyes are just like. They're out here.
Yeah, so
but that's a bummer.
So what happened? Like how did you know they broke up?
I think like Cosmo's Instagram or something, like where I get my high quality news.
Yeah, make sure. Yeah, that's definitely.
but you know, and like they're true millennials. They unfollowed each other on Instagram. You know, that they still love each other dearly as friends supposedly, but you know.
They ain't together anymore.
Yeah, but they're not together.
Well, I really thought that was kind of a weird mashup in the first place. Like
they are. She's like, I know. I always feel like their look together just doesn't make a ton of sense.
No, and I think she just came off like a big like break from Big Sean back then. You know.
Potentially, but they dated for like 2 years.
Who?
Ariana Grande and.
Yeah, but don't like. Yeah. Have you never been in a relationship, broken up, and then immediately got into another relationship, and you
I
were
don't
just
do
in that one?
No.
Or have you? Did you heard that old tale?
I do know that because I know people like
yes,
that.
Yes.
But like, I don't like a rebound. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But like, you do if you're just like a serial dater kind of person, like a serial monogamous,
yeah.
And you're just like, oh man, gotta be dating someone, and then you just start dating someone again, and then you're like, weird.
Yeah.
2 years later, you're like, weird, I actually don't know how much I like this person.
Yeah.
I don't do that, but
I don't know.
I know people who do.
Well, I mean, personally, me, like, I've been able to take some time to kind of, like, figure out myself, and now I'm like, I think I might want a lady in my life, but I can be a little picky about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have to be.
Hence the future bachelor.
Yeah, future bachelor. Who knows? I might be here for the future. Might be turning into past bachelor. That'd be crazy.
Ooh.
No, I like future bachelor. But, yeah, so they broke up. That sucks.
We have another prediction though.
Another prediction?
Yeah, you had another prediction.
All right. So this one is a prediction. This is one I was thinking about. Yeah. Last week we
probably predict something every week because why the heck not?
Yeah.
We keep being right. I like being right.
And plus, if we make more predictions, more of them will come true. More of them might not be true, but there will be more that will.
Facts.
You miss every shot you don't take.
Facts.
Yeah. So pretty much, last week we got real into Childish Gambino and his This Is America drop. And it got me thinking, damn, he's doing a lot of stuff. He is the Renaissance man right now. He's in big movies now. Like, he's going to be like a big actor that's going to get big money. Who's the other big actor that's getting big money right now?
And also is known for like their personality and things like
that. Who else?
Rock.
The Rock. Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
The Rock Johnson.
So you heard it here first. Your boy Cy is predicting on Future Bachelor Podcast that eventually, within probably, it would be stupid not it to be in the next year. At least,
yeah.
I'll give it till 2020.
Ooh, okay. 2020.
It's a good year that we'll see Donald Glover and Dwayne The Rock Johnson buddy movie or action movie or something with them in a movie together. I can see it being buddy because like they can be serious, but they're just like really funny people. But
yeah.
I don't know. I've seen kind of Donald Glover going down the path of just doing like serious roles, kind of like what like Jamie Foxx did and people like that, you know.
True.
So Will Smith, you know, like that type of stuff. So that's a prediction I had. And then this past weekend went a little viral with his song again, if you want to.
Yeah. So like people have been like making some kind of, first of all, I don't really condone making memes out of his song just because like it kind of goes against the whole point of because his song is about distractions. Distracting us from important issues, and then people are making more distractions instead of really, but whatever. But they put the music of Call Me Maybe by Carly Rae Jepsen over his video, and like it fits.
It does. And it looks like he's like singing it.
And it's funny that you actually brought this up because like I had been sent this by like three different people.
Yeah.
And then today one of my friends had just tagged me in it too, on Facebook. I was like, weird. Like,
well, they must have listened to the podcast.
Our universe is just like so like.
Well, when I looked at it, I was like, dude, we have to talk about this because I was laughing. Because at first I thought it was stupid, too. I was like, this is stupid. If it's just matching, it's whatever. But it was like his, not just like his animations, when he shoots the gun at the guy, it's like right with the beat drops. And then he's like actually like mouthing the words like to the song. I was like, all right, this is pretty incredible.
It's funny.
Yeah.
I feel like I've seen it so many times already that I'm already sick of it.
But yeah, but we have to do this for the listeners, the people the that listeners, like we're the ones where they come
we're
to.
We're on the cusp.
What
of
are we?
It.
We're tastemakers. We're the tastemakers.
Yes.
You know, you come here for the information that you don't have to go looking for if it hasn't come found you yet. Like, just listen to us. Easy listening.
Easy listening. Easy.
Smooth jams. Smooth jams, baby. I love your way.
Ooh.
Anyways.
Whoa. That could have been going somewhere weird.
Ooh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Boom, 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 boom.
Okay, you sounded kind of like the Kool-Aid man. That's it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, things are getting a little crazy up in here.
Sir?
Yeah, sorry. I'm getting carried away with my songs.
Could you calm down, sir?
Well, that one right there is from Kill Bill, so I feel like that's like something when things are getting crazy, we're going to push that one. That's like our alarm to be like, reset.
It was getting a little cray.
But yeah, so I thought that was like that was a little cray like little Tay. So I thought that was a pretty good viral video this week. It's weird too, because like I feel like viral videos are like it takes a lot to not go. It doesn't take a lot to go viral, but it takes a lot to be the standout viral of the week.
Yeah.
And that one.
Yeah,
the one
and I think
saw.
It just they wrote on the coattails that like This Is America stuff is already just super viral. So
it's just like Call Me Maybe. It's just so.
It's just kind of a random pull from the past. Like I want to know like who are these people that sit around making these internet things and like what are they?
No,
do
the best
otherwise?
The best part is the dude that he was like, I have this idea. It's gonna be funny. But then when he actually put the song and the video together and he realized that he's actually mouthing like some of, like most of the words and it's just like how hilarious
he was
the
like,
contrast
he was like
was.
I did this. and tweets it out, being all like, here it comes. Here it comes, the fame.
Yeah, no, I, on Back to the Future Day, when it was the day that Marty McFly came to, it was October 21st, 2015.
Yeah, so there we go.
Yeah, that was the date. But every year it's like that. But on actually 2015, that was around the time that Drake's You Used to Call Me on My Cell Phone. So everyone was making memes out of it.
Yes.
So I had this idea to make a video of Drake doing that, and like the scene where Marty McFly walks into the future restaurant, and like the screens come out and they ask him if he wants a Pepsi Cola or something like that.
Yeah.
So I put Drake in that like screen.
Oh my God.
And we posted it, and funny.ordie or break.com ended up taking it and taking our logo out of it and putting their logo in. It was like,
oh my God,
the internet's jacked up. Like, I came up with that idea, and
that's
now
wild.
Like thousands of people were laughing at it online, but it was like, I put it out there. It was mine. But if I had a dime for every time that's happened to me.
I'm going to look this up now.
So yeah, I mean,
I feel like I've seen it.
Yeah, it's went viral. Like, it was a viral idea. So
excuse me.
But I know that
Veronica,
feeling. I know
that. It went viral, Veronica. Didn't you know I'm a big freaking deal? I'm the future bachelor.
I am the future bachelor. I had a viral video back in 2015.
That's my 15 minutes, bitch.
Anyways.
I just really love the kids the best.
I know. It's just the best. Like, they're like. Oh, recess. But yeah, so where are we right now, man? Shoot, I don't even know where we are in this podcast. The sounds are actually kind of distracting. I can't wait till it's like just second nature. You probably won't hear it. This is the most you're gonna hear of those sounds, actually, now that I think about it.
Yeah,
they'll just be kind of scattered.
Nobody's
throughout.
Gonna listen to us anymore because they're gonna be like, wow, these
no I just I get
really
too
heavy-handed on the sound of
trigger finger happy. No, I just think they're really fun and funny, but it gets me distracted. I forget where
we
were.
Yeah, well.
Oh, okay. So let's get into what's been going on this week when it comes to music, right? Spotify has put out a new policy.
They have their new policy. It's called the Hate Content and Hateful Conduct Public Policy.
Yeah.
So big.
That's a long ass tape.
Yeah, you know.
Sometimes you have to get the point across.
Sometimes, and I feel like that was like the broadest language they could use for like what they're trying to do, because in general, it's taking down things that are
essentially what like things like Facebook and YouTube already do.
Yeah, so like things that, you know, promote violence, sexual violence, harm to children, mostly like violence based things is what it's trying to prevent from being on their platforms. So like, you know,
so the examples that came out like were R. Kelly, right?
So yeah, so R. Kelly, and then this rapper who we are having the hardest time saying.
I call him Triple X, but.
Triple X-tentation or X-tentation.
Yeah.
Like extending, but tentation.
Apparently, I heard he's done like some really crazy stuff that like we won't even get into his podcast. Do strips research on this guy, Triple X-tentation or whatever like that. But him and R. Kelly were, and he's got a lot of views. Like, he's got a lot of views right now, that one guy.
Hey,
and R. Kelly.
He was always featured. X-tentation was always featured recently on the Rap Caviar playlist on Spotify.
Yeah.
And now he's not on there. Apple Music also has pulled them from being promoted on their like featured playlists and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But not to the same extent as Spotify.
It's just like people like literally like trying to wash their hands of things, not liable for people like you. It's really quickly a company is like, you're promoting this person that's like known to like sex traffic women, like, you know, or whatever it is. And I think that's like the stuff that R. Kelly's
child
getting
pornography,
into.
Pornography, all these different things.
Oh man, like it's get R. Kelly out of here. Like,
yeah,
you know?
And it's like, but then it also kind of like comes into like, well.
It opens up a bigger
question. It kind of opens up, a lot of questions about, like, okay, when is this, like, how is this censoring okay? Is it not okay? Like, I'm obviously, like, I think R. Kelly's kind of disgusting for, like, what he's been
kinda.
Doing. Like, I think he's really disgusting.
Yeah.
I think he's awful. But then it brings up the whole, like, can we, you know, disassociate the art from the artist? Can we not? I know, like, I feel like I have a hard time because, like, there's some music that I like to listen to. Like, I like to listen to a lot of rap music, trap music, whatever. And a lot of it just, like,
honestly is like really awful. Like one of my favorite songs, not my favorite song, but like one of my favorite jams is A-Ladies by Tyga and Travis Porter, which is funny.
Yeah.
That they were on a song together before they then both did, so like dated
Kylie. Oh, no, no, no. So that's Travis Porter.
Oh, yeah. Wait.
That's a group.
Okay.
Right, I think. No, they're from Atlanta.
No. Well, yeah, maybe.
No, okay. I forgot what they are. It's a group. It's a group. Yeah, yeah.
But anywho,
Now I gotta look that
up. Now you're gonna, but that song, like a lot of the lyrics of that song are like pretty much like.
Yeah, Travis Porter. That's the name of the group. Travis Scott is.
Yeah, is, yes. Yeah, all right. Okay. Travis is up in this world. But anyway, a lot of the song like is promoting kind of like violent behavior in a sexual context.
Yeah, and that's kind of like where I get like, you know, upset about the Drake stuff too. Like, you know, I like Drake, but it's like, to me, I just feel like I'm sick of seeing people play both sides of the field now. It's like, are you a gangster talking about and like objectifying women and being misogynistic? Oops, sorry, I did it. Misogynistic, or are you going to be like, pro women and all this stuff? I don't think you can be both.
No.
You know, I
mean, I think people can like evolve and change like how they, you know, but I think, yeah, I think in the same, they can't be that
I
way.
I think people like, can. Same. I don't think a product like music, if you're continuing to put out music and like you can be, I'm separating Drake the person from Drake the music.
Yeah, but I'm saying that like his music obviously has evolved and changed, and I think that he can.
We'll see when his new album drops.
Yeah, I mean, but like I think that people's music stylings usually evolve and change, and also like mature as they mature. Like I'm thinking about my favorite band, Paramore, and like they've even come out about like how their one line in Misery Business, like once a whore, you're nothing more, and like now obviously she said that when she was like 16.
Yeah.
And she's like come out, and because a lot of people kind of were like, oh, that was very anti-feminist in you and stuff like now, and she's like, okay, yeah, that was a way different time. I didn't like know what I was really saying at that time, and now I do know. And I know that that's wrong, and I don't
slippery slopes we're on right here. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, at what point, like, do you go back? Like, when you got Bill Cosby, like, you know, getting taken out, like, you know, of all these different things and stuff. It's like, how far back do you go when you realize that these guys were, like, bad people back in the day, but we celebrated them? Like, are you going to, you know?
Same with, like, I think XXXTentacion's publicist, wow, stuttering.
Like when they take off, like Michael Jackson.
Yeah, they came out and they were all like, yeah, well, are you going to take down? Yeah, are you going to take down all these different people? Like kind of like giving a list, because like, I'm sure like, tons of like older rock bands, a lot of different other rap artists, a lot of different people have like a lot of different like maybe domestic violence, sexual violence, different like things that would where be do you,
and then we're just going to be in this world where you're censored all the time.
Yeah,
you know?
So, yeah, it gets tricky because it's like, it gets to a core of like, well, we need to just change society and how we treat people a little bit. It's like, maybe then we wouldn't be.
But I also feel like it's also like, dude, we got to stop being so freaking sensitive. Like being in a podcast, like makes me realize a lot that like how sensitive we have to be now. Also at the same time, like to me, to be honest, like I grew up like kind of, you know, made fun of a lot, just was different and stuff. You know, I grew up around just a lot of like white kids, being like one of the few brown people and stuff.
In Orlando?
No, I grew up upstate New York.
Oh, like what?
No, and I did, that was my college years. But yeah, like when I grew up, like, you know, so it was like, it was hard, you know, but eventually when I'm older and people make like racist stuff, like it's just their, you know, their ignorance. I don't take offense to it. And to me, It's like more of an effort to like get upset about stuff like that, and it's more, you know, I'll let people know and be like, that's racist, but I'm not like getting so angry where I'm like, get out of here, like I'm gonna fight you and stuff. Just like, you know, I just think we have to tone it back a little bit with how much like people, what things we get upset about, you know.
I see what you mean. Like I don't
I feel know. Like there's groups of people like just being like jumping on bandwagons, like to bring back the word.
I feel like there's definitely sometimes groupthink surrounding things that it gets into a territory. It's like, okay, well, like the whole idea of like, oh, how PC do we have to be all the time?
Yeah,
like, whatever. And like I don't like necessarily disagree with that, because I do think sometimes things are blown out of proportion of being like, okay, we have to. you know, I don't think we should always be stepping on, like tiptoeing over eggshells and things like that. But also, I think that it's a lot, like, I think that it's important to continue conversations and continue to, like, change our language around certain things or educate people so that, there's, like, the societal norms of, you know, either racism, sexual violence, you know, homophobia or any, like, transphobia, anything, like, you know, of, you know, marginalized groups, things like that doesn't, you know, continue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely agree. You know, I think conversations, being able to talk about it and hear both sides. Mm-hmm. We've talked about it, like, being able to step away and being like, you, like, agree to disagree. But that doesn't mean that you don't love the next person. Yeah. If you don't love them, it's like you don't wish harm upon them. Yeah. Like, you know, and also with that being said, it's like knowing that that person, me back, like, it's a two-way thing. Like, you have mm-hmm. to, like, be able to be nicer when you talk to someone. But also when you receive stuff, don't, like, take it so personally, or don't, like, you know, hold on to things. Yeah. Like, I mean, if it hurts you, it hurts you. But, you know, I think there's just better ways of reacting, maybe. Like, where if, like, you didn't get angry or upset and made someone feel stupid, if you just, like, were like, yo, dude, I care a lot about you. When you say something like that, it just, like, kind of gets under my skin. You know, it just, it, yeah. if you kept it up, like, I think it would affect our friendship. So, like, yeah. maybe we could fix this or something. Yeah. And I
just
think,
just like that moment of, like, you know, yeah. education.
But nowadays, like, even if a person says that to you, some people will take offense to that and be sensitive to that and be like, yeah. what are you talking about? Get all defensive. And like, then, yeah. what are you calling me? Like, that's, I'm not a racist. Yeah, yeah. Like, you know, and it's like, that's like, it has to be like a back and forth kind of, like mm-hmm. you said, conversation, and be like, oh man, I love you and I won't, like, do that again.
Yeah, like, I didn't, like, a lot of times it's like people just literally
get really defensive,
don't know. And I think that's why they get defensive, is because, like, they literally don't know, and they don't want to, like, seem stupid mm-hmm. that they didn't understand that that could be offensive to another person. And I think that's where a lot of people are like, oh my God, well, I'm not a racist. And it's like, okay, well, but maybe, you know,
if it gets to the point
where maybe what you said was, though, like, maybe what you said,
I don't think
was.
People should ever say I'm not a racist.
Like, I totally agree. Yeah. I totally agree. I don't think you can.
Well, sometimes, like, that's when you get backed in a corner and someone says, like, I'm not a racist. But it's like, to get you to the point for you to have to defend yourself and say that, it's like, the conversation is not going in the right way. Like, you're not, like, yeah. you know, it might not be your fault, but, like, the conversation is not going your way, like, the right way. And it's more of just, like, it's being around, like, no, dude, I care about you. It's just, some people are just, like, so it's, like, in their head, like, they don't know how a different way to act until they're brought to their attention.
And I feel like a lot of people just don't truly know how to listen the right way. I feel like a lot of people typically listen in the sense that they're just waiting to respond, so they're not, like, truly listening. And I think that's why a lot of those kinds of reactions happen. And it's like when people are just like, they hear the, like, one thing of, like, well, this, that, and they're like, well, no, I, and it's like, well, maybe just, like, wait a second and actually listen, comprehend what I said to you.
No,
I just take it in instead of agreeing.
Yeah,
reacting.
I think to circle back to, like, the Spotify thing, and, like, you know, to me, what bothers me a little bit about it is kind of like Spotify. They're not. I don't think, like, their intentions are to help anyone. Like, you know, it's not like to for a cause, or, like, it's a business. Like, I think they're doing it because they don't want to be looked at like, oh, we carry R. Kelly, so no one's gonna subscribe to. Like, that's one thing they're thinking about. And then also, I hate the fact that they're also, like, taking it off of there, because if I don't want to listen to R. Kelly, I don't want to be, like, you know, I mean, it's not like if I hear it, I'm going to walk out of somewhere.
Yeah,
but
I'm like, oh, nuts. Yeah, like, no. I'm out.
Yeah, but, like, if I don't want to listen to R. Kelly, I'm not going to play it. So it's like them telling me that, like, not even giving me the choice to be like, I don't want to listen to R. Kelly. Like, you know, and it's kind of like, who are you to tell me to not listen to it? Like, and it's like, I get it. Like, you don't want us to get it through your platform. Mm-hmm. They have every right to do that. But that's where I kind of have, like, a problem with it. Be like, I wouldn't listen to it. But, like, you know, music is music. You know, it's not like I am smart enough to differentiate the song from what you guys are promoting. You're you're telling me as a consumer that I'm people might be stupid, but like I'm not. That's where I have a problem with it. I'm not stupid where, like, you know, if you keep the song on there, I'm going to be like, Spotify should take this off. Like, I'm not going to, you know.
My thing is, like, then aren't they going to have to, like, they would have to, like, take down Chris Brown's music.
Yeah. Like, this is that's the slope we're going down. Like, it's, like, really scary.
Which is, I think it was definitely a bold move by Spotify. Like, I think I originally, like, when I first read the headline, when I first heard about it, I was like, yeah, go Spotify. Because, like, I'm like, look at you, like, standing up for what's right. But then when I, like, read more about it, I'm kind of like, how are we going to differentiate, like, when it, like, what needs to be taken down? Because, like, I feel like this is definitely, like, a heat of, like, this kind of, like, crux of these different things, which I'm happy that, you know, a lot
this
of...
This is the atmosphere, like, we're living in right now.
It's the Me Too movement. I'm happy that a lot of stuff's being, like, actually, like, pulled out and, like, happening because of these different things. Like, you know, people are actually being convicted of things. More things are being reported. More things, like, which is all good. Like, this is good because, I mean, usually that there was so much shame that a lot that wouldn't be happening. But I think it's like, is that just, you know, okay, the Me Too movement pushed people to pull down R. Kelly, but then it's like, okay, are we gonna, we would have to then take down, like, a shit ton of stuff.
Yeah, I guess it's gonna be really interesting, like, I wonder what our future is going to look like, to look back and, like, hear these podcasts and see, like, what's going on in our thoughts right now. Because I feel like it's interesting to see how you were talking about these conversations and, like, changing things around the way we approach things and stuff. Like, something's happening where it's getting better, but at the same time, it's also, like, adjusting different things, aspects of all of our lives, that it's kind of just like, wait, hold on a second, I didn't know that supported this, and if we pull that thing out, it's because this thing is gonna fall out. And I'm not saying all the bad stuff is good, but like, I guess I like having the choice. Like, I don't like people being like, you can't listen to R. Kelly. I'd rather be like, wait, I'm not gonna listen to R. Kelly.
That's kind of what how I feel. I feel like I'd rather have the choice to, like, I feel like that's more empowering for me.
I think they should vote it. Like, be like, if they're gonna do that, like, be like, either vote it by having people vote or by just the streams themselves.
Just the streams, yeah.
That'd be interesting, right?
That would be, like, stuff would just be like, well, people aren't listening to this. We're taking it down.
Yeah, if it doesn't make it past this threshold, it's like maybe like a. Yeah, like a period. They got like a, what is
they
it called?
Like, they were like a
dupe. Probation or something
like
that.
Yeah, probation period, yeah.
And be like, if you guys want to keep this on here, you as users, and then people might even subscribe to Spotify to be able to do that, just to be like, nah, it's like a game or something.
Yeah, if they gamified it, I'm sure, like,
yeah, if that's a prediction, I want my check, Spotify.
Yeah, I'll say, oh my God, if that's a
or whoever, if Tidal takes
that. Who's listening? Who's listening?
I know, FBI, we already know Beyonce and Jay-Z are, so if Tidal takes this idea, it's over. Yeah. But yeah, so yeah, it's just an interesting world we live in. It's funny because, like, I feel like this topic is something that is part of our podcast. Like, we kind of dive in and out of the subject.
Because we've talked a lot about, like, you know, the whole idea of, like, when can you appreciate art and not, you know, and not condone what the artist is doing or, like, what, you know, stuff like that. Especially because I think in music, the art that musicians or, like, you know, musical artists are making is, like, so intertwined with, like, their personalities and how we view them that it becomes really hard. But I sometimes try to, like, put it in the place of, like, other stuff. But at the same time, like, I've stopped buying clothes from places which I consider, like, clothing as, like, wearable art because of the different things that their CEOs or designers or companies overall were doing that I didn't agree with. Like, I don't buy from H&M because they had all that stuff go on with, like, their different racist, like, visions of stuff, or, like, different stuff like that with, like, their monkey.
Yeah, but that's even, like, a slippery slope too. Oh, yeah. If we go back to like, all right, who's, like, making these clothes, all these clothes that we're wearing, like, you know, like, that's what I'm saying, is that, like, we have to kind of just live our lives and try to treat the next person good. Like, we can't be responsible for the next person treating another person bad, but we can stand up to it. We can, you know, do whatever. But, like, you have to see the intentions in people. Like, if you're wearing a shirt from H&M, I'm not going to think you're racist.
Yeah.
You know, Jesus Christ.
Are you wearing H&M right now?
Yeah, like I was hoping you wouldn't drop it, but you did. And I was like, damn. But like, it's fine. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's the thing. It's like, I shop at H&M because like, I'm trying to ball on a budget. They have really nice clothes there. And I, you know, so it's like, there's just things that we all have to, and that doesn't make me like, you know, and I thought like, that was a really messed up thing too. But I just think that there's bigger fights out there.
I agree. It's definitely like, yeah, because there's definitely like other stuff that I
look how real we just got. Like I was just like I was like ashamed while you're talking. I showed you my logo and stuff, but which, like, that is what it is.
I can't judge.
This is the world we live in.
I can't judge you for buying from H&M. Like that's not like my place. Like I just personally, I mean, like plus I just don't like a lot of H&M stuff anymore.
Yeah.
For women, but I just personally don't because I'm like, all right. But like, there's also other stores that I still give my money to that have done shit as well.
I just don't like going to multiple places. People like going to multiple stores or they see something. I just like going into one store, grabbing what I need and going out. Like, yeah. I don't walk around the mall to different stores and stuff. It's just like usually beeline to H&M or like whatever store like is similar to it right there or something. But yeah, like to be honest, like I just think it's really cool to be able to have conversations. Like I think the dynamic of me and you is really interesting. You know, we don't really we'll be on the same side on some stuff, but sometimes we'll have like our own like, you know, stances and everything on it. So yeah, my ex actually was the one that pointed that out. She's like, what I really like about it is like you guys really just like stay in your stance, and I feel like we're both like we're young both, people growing up trying to just be the best versions of ourselves, and we're not perfect.
No,
and I'm definitely not. Like, you know, but we're trying, you know what I'm saying?
We out here trying.
Yeah, and
as I always like to say,
we're talking about having each other's backs and stuff. We just have to be there to kind of just be like have these conversations. So everyone that listens is lucky enough to have our conversations, because literally all these topics we talk about, we briefly talk about. I hate talking about them before the podcast. Like we just talk about
it. I know you guys, he always yells at me. He's like, save it for the podcast.
Yeah, save it for the podcast.
Save it for the podcast.
I want this to be as authentic as possible. Yeah. Like I don't want us to be just like already having like a topic thing and everything is kind like, of lame and whack to me. But like I think we do it
outlines
good.
Outlines are important.
Well, it keeps us.
I'm very type A.
Yeah. So. I am too, and I feel like that's what's be able to create the structure of our show. But to be honest, that's why I like to go off on tangents and talk about this type of stuff. But we went off on a long one with this one, so why don't we wrap it up and go into some of our let's talk about our new segment.
Okay, we're you know, we always have like a new song of the week or like new-ish, you know, relatively.
Mm-hmm.
And we're branding it because we're all about the brand here at the Future.
Well, it kind of spoke to me. Like it was more just like naturally happened.
And it's something I said. So it's like, wow.
It was organic. Last week, even before the podcast, you were like, I mean, you've said it a couple
times.
I've
said it before.
Yeah, I think it goes back to maybe the first time I can remember was like the Yodel Kid. And you're talking about the remix of the
remix,
beat.
The remix, I'm like, this shit slaps.
Yeah, this shit slaps. And I was like, that's pretty funny. That shit does slap. And because when you hear it, it's like, slap. And so pretty much I was thinking about it. I was like, slaps. I'm like, why don't we call these slappers? And like, they'll be our slappers of the week.
Our slappers of the week.
And you were like, hey, do you think people might look at this wrong? No, guys, don't look at it wrong.
It's our slap. It's slap.
The song slaps.
The song slaps.
We want to brand it. The section of where we play like our song of the week. And necessarily, I don't want it to be like it came out in the last week because nothing really impressed me in the last week.
I mean, it's just going to, that's why I said new-ish. It's going to be new-ish.
But we just want to kind of show you a hot song that we
like. Whether it's brand freaking new or it's, you know.
Yeah, just something that we like to bump.
Yeah.
I don't want to hold any rules to that. Like, you know, in the beginning of the show, we try to play like an older song, and even I mean, we played what's it called, Avicii. You know, so that's a newer song. That's
newer,
not like super old.
Song, yeah.
You know, so we played Through the Wire, Kanye West. So these songs could switch up back and forth. But this week's song, a slapper of the week, we got to get used
Our
to that.
Slapper of the week.
So I'm about to make a tag that's like, you know, song slaps.
This song slaps.
Yeah, but
it's gonna be me.
Yeah, we'll record that after the podcast so I can have that audio. But yeah, so this song of the week comes to you from our new friend Hobo Johnson.
You make it sound like we have hung out.
Well, I feel like into next year, we could become friends with him.
I feel like, if we go to a show supporting him. In Terminal West, like, we could definitely hang out.
Hell yeah, let's get that. We got to. You guys might have seen this. This actually was a viral video.
Yeah.
I saw it online the first time, and it really impressed me. Like, I love hip-hop.
I, like, loved and hated it when I first saw it, and I don't... And now, like, I feel like I keep loving
it. It's hypnotizing. It's kind of just,
because it's weird.
It's weird.
It's different.
Hobo Johnson's, like, he writes these stories, and he'll, like, kind of, like, spoken word rap over, and he's got, like, a band. But the video is cool because it's, like, one shot take, and he's kind of just, like, talking to the camera.
He's just, like, yeah.
I think this is what this recording is.
Yeah, he's just kind of, and he did, like, an NPR Tiny Desk, like, right away.
Yeah, that was just a submission to a competition.
Yeah, it was wild.
Yeah, so, and it kind of took the world by storm. Now people know of Hobo Johnson, and this song is called Peach Scone. So let's get into our slapper of the week.
Oh my god.
Slapper!
That's a desk, just kidding, mom. It's a table. I don't care about rules. Hi, what's your name? How are you? How's your life? Oh, you got a man. Are you in love? If so, a type. Is it just platonic, strictly just as friends, or the type that ties you two together till tomorrow's end? If it is, disregard every time I call you pretty. Though it's meant sincerely, it's just my imagination drifting. Brush me off like the dirt on Jay-Z's shoulder. So I fall to ground, collect myself, and get ready to take over your heart. Or at least your spare time.
Aww.
And I love the thought of being with you. But maybe it's the thought of not being so loud.
The second one's feeling something.
I don't know. I love the thought of being with you. Or maybe it's the thought of not being so loud. Love, but also really love not crying on the. We should go get a cup of coffee, and I'll act friendly, and I won't pull any stunts. But I'm a freaking stunt puller from birth, so I don't know what to tell you if I try to confess my love for scones. I just want to tell you real quick, please.
Guy loves peach scones.
I love. These scones, just the diversity between the selection, the raspberry, the blueberry, the strawberry, pumpkin, even which is basically a fucking squash. How you gonna make a scone out of a freaking squash? It blows my mind! Oh, man! But what are you talking about? I'm so sorry to interrupt. Oh, yeah, your boyfriend made you mad the other day? What was he saying? What was he talking about? Oh, my God, that's crazy. What do I think? Let me think about it. He was being mean at that time. But I'm sure he's gonna turn around at some point. And... Or maybe it's the thought of not being so alone.
Oh my god.
I really love being off, but also
are you
really
listening to this whole song? Oh my god.
I felt the thought of being with you. Or maybe it's the thought of not being so alone.
Yeah, that was Hobo Johnson Peach Scone, man.
Wow. We went in. I don't care. Like,
it's whatever. You guys, like, if we're showing you the song,
like, it's just like it took. I was like sitting here thinking about like my love life and just thinking about things. And I'm like, man.
I was thinking about dinner. I was like, yeah, what am I going to get?
Yeah.
Scones!
You're like, wow, pastries sound really good.
Weird. Well, yeah, so that was Peach Scone by Hobo Johnson. Check it out. Already on the Future Bachelor Podcast
playlist.
Check it out, man. It's getting real good on that podcast.
I tell you, I listen to it at work.
Yeah, we're dropping
sometimes
like new
good
songs.
Sometimes it surprises me because like sometimes stuff like, you know, Africa will pop up and I'll be like jamming to like, you know, I Like It by Cardi B, and then it'll be like Africa, and I'm like, whoa. Yeah. All right, well, we're going with it.
Yeah, so I also wanted to do a couple shout outs this past week. My friend Chad Isn't Mad. He's a really talented, I actually don't even know how to describe him. He's just an amazing person, and he reached out to me saying that he's like listens to a lot of podcasts, and he was like really surprised because, you know, you're friends with people and you're like, I have a podcast. They're like, okay, whatever. But when they listen to us and they just see that there's not really like lulls, we kind of really bounce back and forth talking from
we
this
sound
to that.
Good.
Yeah, we sound
we
good.
We sound real good.
Okay. And then, okay. You know, so people get, he was impressed and he wrote me a message being like, hey man, just listen to episode 7. going back, listen, subscribe, left you this. So I just want to say shout out my homie Chad, my girl Nicole from work. She is the homie, one of my first friends when I first got here, and she shouted us out and put us on her IG story, letting people know about the new episode.
Oh, yay.
So just love all around. I just really appreciate it. So if you want your shout out, you want something said on the podcast, you got some thoughts, hit us up. I'm at that fly kid on Instagram.
I'm at Veronaconda underscore 18.
Yep, yeah, she is. And if you really want to have some fun, I'm really proud about our new well, it's not new, but it feels new, The Future Bachelor on Instagram. It's at The Future Bachelor.
At The Future Bachelor.
Follow us there, man, because I'm proud because we went up from like 30 followers to 100 followers in the last week.
We're trying to be influencers out here.
Yeah, so you guys have any ideas, you have anything that you think would help build the show, let us know. We're having a lot of fun doing this. This week was one of those slow weeks where we're like, I wonder if we're gonna have anything to talk
and
about.
We always pull it there.
I thought today was a really cool episode, so I hope you guys enjoyed it. This has been episode 8 of The Future Bachelor.
The
Ocho. What is that from?
That's from Dodgeball.
Oh, okay. The Ocho. So, episode 8. I got to rewatch it. I'm looking for a good movie to watch tonight. So it's going to be dodgy.
Get lit.
Let's do it. But yeah, so I love you guys. Veronica loves you.
I can speak for myself. I love you guys.
We have a lot of fun things in store for this weekend, so I'm sure there'll be stories coming out of that. But
turn up.
Yeah, next week will be episode 9, and we'll see you then. Have a good week and weekend, and we'll see you next time. Deuces.
All right, bye. Future Bachelor Podcast.